It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our look at New Hampshire food and food culture. This month I've been talking with New Hampshire bakers about what they do at the holidays. This week, it's my turn, and I've got a very special baker working with me.
Hello, people. I'm making cookies, people.
That is my two-year-old son, Owen, and together we're making orange almond biscotti, a recipe from the Bartlett Inn in Bartlett, New Hampshire. At least that's the initial idea. Plans with a two-year-old are subject to change second by second.
Yay!
One minute, he might run away from the mixer because it's too loud. The next, he'd be upset that I'm running the mixer without it. Or in this case, halfway through the mixing, the two-year-old might decide we're not making biscotti anymore. Instead, we'll make...
Christmas pirate cookies.
Christmas pirate cookies?
Yes.
Who eats Christmas pirate cookies?
I do.
This night of baking has been hijacked by a two-year-old pirate. The recipe calls for shaping the biscotti dough by hand into long rectangles. Instead, we're using the rolling pin because, well, we just are. The dough has a sweet, orangey scent, but it's crumbling into oblivion, and frankly, so am I. I've spent a month trying to pick up tips from competent bakers, and our inevitably inedible end product isn't going to set off any sweet tooths, though it probably will set off our smoke alarms. As we put these things into the oven, I keep saying to myself, we're headed for trouble.
Time to put these pirate biscotti in the oven.
My little pirate here isn't worried a bit. If these cookies don't turn out right, well, Owen's still gotten to pour sugar and flour into the mixing bowl, and he's still gotten to use the rolling pin, as well as melding the high seas and the holidays.
Merry Christmas, pirates.
Merry Christmas, pirates?
Yes.
Why Merry Christmas, pirates?
Because they're fun.
Because they're fun. Good answer.
Correction, great answer. Because it's fun. That's right, the part of the holidays we forget so often. Owen hasn't hijacked my biscotti recipe. He's hijacked me and my Scrooge-like lack of holiday spirit. And here's the interesting part. When we take these pirate biscotti out of the oven...
I like this one.
They're fantastic. Some of the best cookies we've ever made. Crunch on the outside, chewiness on the inside, some tanginess from the orange rind, and just the right amount of sweetness. Maybe it's a holiday miracle. Or maybe it's what families do in kitchens all over the state at this time of year. Sometimes making cookies, sometimes making a mess, sometimes both, but always making memories and traditions. Pirate biscotti is one tradition we're going to keep again next year. There's just one question left.
What would a pirate cookie say?